He is my colleague at Music Center at Arm West, and it's been really great to get a chance to know him over the course of the last couple of years. So, we are really excited to welcome him to the stage and do our performance of Classical Jazz featuring David Matthew Shearer on guitar. Thank you. So like I said, I was intrigued and get a chance to get to do things with David. The most popular musician on the planet for more than 30 years was a stocky, bearded, bespectacled former U.S. Marine band director with a frumpish attitude about everything new. John Philip Sousa decried the advent of recordings, refused to embrace the musical advances of his own day, and expressed disdain for jazz in a notorious statement, "Jazz will endure as long as people hear it with their feet instead of their brains." From the time that he left the Marine Band as the director of the Marine Band in 1892 to his retirement in 1931, the Sousa Band gave 15,623 concerts on four continents. The key to the music's popularity was its blend of martial vigor and operetta-like buoyancy. Sousa was an ambitious writer of operettas as he was of marches. The most popular of his 15 operetta scores was El Capitan, composed in 1895 and produced the following year. It's still produced today, and both its title march and suite of waltzes from the score are popular concert items. So I have a little surprise for you today. At a just completed auction for Music Center of the Northwest, which we were really happy, raised over $55,000 to help make sure that we keep opportunities for music alive in our community. One of the items being auctioned that helped to make up that total was the opportunity to conduct this very band on the arrangement of the Stars and Stripes Forever. The winners were Thomas and Christina Ader, and today, Thomas is going to lead us in the Stars and Stripes Forever. So, would you please welcome Thomas Ager to the podium.